Welcome back to the WCHL 2014 Year in Review. Now, once again, here's Aaron Keck.
And we are counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 news makers of the year 2014 here in Chapel Hill Carborough and across Orange County. We're actually going to take a bit of a break from our top 10 countdown.
From Chapelboro.com, Akiva Fox and Allison Driscoll join us now in the studio because we've been counting down what we in the news department thought were the top 10 stories of the year, but there are other metrics to measure what the top 10 stories are. And on Chapelboro.com, our website, we can actually look and see what the most popular stories were. So what, in fact, were the most popular stories?
Well, it's always funny when you look at these because it's never according to what you think it'll be. You've covered a lot of the big ones, but then we have a series of, for example, deaths in the community, which have been huge stories and people pass around and talk about it. Did you know that this person passed away? And then strange moments from our community, sort of little snapshots of life in Orange County, North Carolina. It's always not what you expect to be the most popular story on the site. The big news story this year was about the sheriff race. This was an ongoing thing because, as you remember, it started out with the retirement of Lindy Pendergrass, a longtime member of the community, and it was narrowed down to six candidates. And then from there, it was narrowed down to a runoff between two candidates. You know, we also added our part by having a very silly April Fool's Day story in which it was suggested that perhaps Ellie Kinnaird, she had retired, was going to run for sheriff.
Yeah.
And we had a great Photoshop of Ellie Kinnaird's head on the sheriff's body.
Really,
it was great.
It fit her in the sheriff's outfit.
Absolutely. It was a good look for her.
So that was thing number one. And that was the one election that sort of ran on beyond the primary into a second election, at least here locally. So that would make sense. So what else?
We had a series of stories that got picked up for whatever reason, often on social media. So a big one was this story that we reported pretty early in the year, in January, in fact, about a breakthrough at UNC that let them harness solar energy to use at night. And this story went completely viral. As with all viral stories, you have no idea why it happened that way, but it was passed all around the internet about this breakthrough in renewable energy, which let you store it up and then hold it for a later date.
Allison, I'm going to turn to you. What else was popular this year?
The story on the closing of Time Out only had maybe five or six sentences in it, but I think just the headline alone was enough to really infuriate people and really spark people's passions.
What was the headline? I don't even remember.
Time Out on West Franklin Street finds new home.
Oh,
and
okay.
And just it took off. There were over 500 people sharing it on Facebook. Just wanted to let all of their fellow Time Out
aficionados. And that was literally just the restaurant moving down the road,
basically. It was just moving,
yeah.
For whatever reason, people are very passionate about their late-night chicken joint. Probably the shortest story on this list.
So pound for pound, the most popular story is Time Out Chicken moving down the road.
Just
all
moving.
Right.
The other thing, of course, is that we had a lot of deaths this year, and that's not a small part of the conversation either. Just recently, Ted Seagroves passed away, a real institution in the community. And so we found a lot of people just sort of sharing it on their Facebook pages. People would pick up this story, and they would say, did you see that Ted passed away?
Yeah, you see it really shared. People leaving comments if they knew him just sort of as a way to memorialize him, just leaving a comment just on the Facebook page or passing it along just to let their friends know. I think it really hit a lot of people hard.
By the same token, another local institution, Robin Britt, who is one of the co-owners of Merits, anytime someone who's that much of a figurehead in the community passes away, you'll see it passed around often on social media. And social media is really one of the things that drives our biggest stories. People will share it around on Facebook or Twitter.
And then finally, what are the other top stories of the year in terms of views on the website?
Well, there was a huge story that broke out at Chapel Hill High School where a student was found passed out and sent to the hospital by an assistant principal, but the parents were never contacted. So this was a huge firestorm in the community. The other big thing that happens is often UNC sports stories are huge stories, obviously. And really our bar none biggest story of the year, amazingly, was the transfer of Diamond DeShields to Tennessee, the UNC women's basketball player.
All right. That surprised me a little bit that's number one.
Absolutely. And two stories about her transfer were in our top five. So these were immense stories. And again, I couldn't tell you why necessarily. Is it Carolina fans? Is it Tennessee fans? By the same token, and one which is maybe a little less surprising, was this still mysterious assault that happened at the Aloft Hotel.
To the UNC football team.
Because it involved UNC football, but it also it was strange and interesting and still pretty mysterious.
Conflicting stories.
So we got all these questions about relatives saying things on Twitter or not saying things on Twitter. Twitter. The other big story, which is a very recent story, was this strange social media bomb threat.
Someone posted on Yik Yak this post about possibly a bomb going off in the pit. He posted it the same night as that FSU shooting. And I think it was a fascinating story because he was caught. It was in an anonymous app. And I think a lot of people probably didn't realize that you could track it. And he was also caught in a very spectacular way. The cops actually came into his classroom. It was Rita Balaban's class. So it was just a crazy, frightening, weird thing to have happen. And I think it had a lot of people following it very closely until it was resolved.
So surprise, mystery, weirdness, and UNC athletics. Right?
That helps a lot.
That pretty much gets us a spot.
And then our last big story of the year, you know, always to cap off all of those qualities, is the heartwarming one. The one that we sort of closed the year off with is this story from October about a Chapel Hill firefighter named David Sasser who delivered his own baby on the way to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty heartwarming but also amazing story from Chapel Hill.
And it was my favorite story professionally, because since I've been working here, I have not seen anything take off on social media as fast as that. It got over 1,000 Facebook interactions within the first 2 or 3 days. Everyone sharing it, just offering their best wishes to the family, just sharing it just because of the interest story. But it was also just a fascinating, amazing story to actually see. And it's great when something takes off that's that amazing and heartwarming.
It's an almost perfect viral story. It has everything.
Well, check out our website, chapelboro.com, for all of the viral and non-viral stories out there. And those are our top stories of the year, according to you, the viewers on the website, and the folks at chapelboro.com. Akiva Fox and Allison Driscoll, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
And when we return, we'll resume our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of the year, beginning with the reason why a UNC basketball game did not happen earlier this year, and why a former UNC basketball star had the entire UNC community against him. That's on the way next on our 2014 WCHL Year in Review.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.